Welcome to the Domestic Fuel Cast, a podcast devoted to news and information about alternative fuels and energy, produced and hosted by Zimcom New Media.
Biodiesel production, making money for livestock producers too. I'm John Davis reporting. While we've known for quite a while that increased biodiesel production has helped feedstock producers' bottom lines, mostly for soybean growers, it turns out the green fuel is also helping livestock producers keep more green in their pockets. The National Biodiesel Board Senior Advisor for Economic Issues, Alan Weber, explains how that can be.
Soybean oil is the predominant feedstock utilized in the United States, and as we use more soybean oil, that increases the demand for soybeans, more supply of meal, which actually keeps the price of meal under control, and so lowering feed costs. At the same time, animal fats are actually a very important feedstock for biodiesel production. And what we found in this recent economic work is that the drop values actually increase. And so if you're a livestock producer and you take that steer to the local sale barn, you're probably putting $10 or $12 additional in your back pocket because of the increased value of the inedible grade tallow and the technical grade tallow.
Plus the money livestock producers are saving in feed costs.
And if you look at the life cycle of that steer to get him to market, probably almost $8 of reduced feed costs because of the downward pressure in our meal prices. So for every steer or heifer that goes to the sale barn, maybe up to $20, a $20 bill in your back pocket. And that's every individual livestock producer can take that times the number of steers or heifers they sell in a year and figure out what biodiesel has meant to their bottom line.
And Weber says when you add in poultry and pork, biodiesel decreases feed costs to the tune of about $1.4 billion a year nationwide.
Local economies benefit tremendously as well in terms of keeping that money in circulation.
Those sentiments are echoed by NBB member and soybean producer Greg Anderson, whose Nebraska farm has been in the family for nearly 140 years. He remembers the days before biodiesel was boosting beans' bottom line.
It has been a tremendous to enhance profit opportunities there for farmers across the country. I remember the days when I was selling beans for little or not much above loan rate, sometimes below, and you'd get your payment. And then, you'd look at the veg oil prices, the soy oil prices, 11, 13 cents a pound, and it was definitely suppressing our prices. But now, with the soybean oil prices very good, and really the value captured from that bushel, almost half of it comes from soy oil now. It's a great thing because soybean oil is looked upon as energy. And so with that, we have a whole new paradigm to operate in.
And as a livestock producer himself, Anderson sees how biodiesel has helped that operation's profitability as well.
So I appreciate this on both sides of this, seeing this firsthand. I know with more beans being crushed, and specifically for oil, we crushed 360 million bushels of beans last year just to supply our biodiesel market. With that comes more meal, and with that it becomes a little bit more affordable for those people using the meal in their livestock operations. The other thing about it is, especially on beef, but you see it in all pork as well, the carcass value is increased because of the needs because we also have animal fats as a feedstock for biodiesel. And then thirdly, the glycerin, which used to be a leftover byproduct, and you can use glycerin in a number of ways, mainly soaps and things like that. But in making biodiesel, you have the glycerin, which is removed, and then that is now looked upon as an energy source for both ruminant and non-ruminant animals. So it has been, biodiesel has been a very successful endeavor to assist our livestock producers, and that's a great, great story.
One story we'll be helping to tell, hopefully for a long time. I'm John Davis reporting.
You've been listening to the Domestic Fuel Cast, the official podcast of DomesticFuel.com. Check out the website daily for the latest good news about the alternative energy industry.